In this program, we'll be talking about how to use a referral system to dramatically increase the volume of quality business you win. What distinguishes a referral system from other forms of marketing, such as direct mail, telemarketing, advertising in various media, and even powerful strategies such as seminars, is that a referral from one of your delighted clients is an engagement that has already been pre-sold. All other forms of marketing are lead generators, which inevitably you're going to have to sell. With the referrals, you don't have to work anywhere near as hard to establish your credibility or credentials. And that's really what a prospect is looking for. It's generally accepted that referrals account for at least 70%, if not more, of all new business gained by professional service firms, and yet, while most of them spend a small fortune on fancy marketing strategies that have very little impact, very few, if any, even have a referral strategy. In other words, they get more than 70% of their new business as a result of the good nature of clients who practice random acts of kindness. Imagine, if you will, what the outcome might be if you actually engineered your referrals. Now, it doesn't matter whether we're talking about general accounting and tax services, audit services, or business improvement coaching services, the principles are going to be exactly the same. Having said that, the context I want to talk to in this program today will be business coaching services rather than traditional accounting services. We'll start at the sales process, because referrals is actually part of process of making a sale. Just assume for the present discussion that you have conducted an initial consultation with a prospect. You've taken the prospect through an examination of their business improved potential using game plan software. You've talked to them about the four ways to grow the business. You've articulated the way in which you would move forward, which would in the first instance probably include doing a customer advisory board to take a look at what are the things that are important to their business and so on. The important thing is that you have implanted in their mind the possibility of what lies in front of them. What's important as part of this process then is that you also give them a statement of the commitments that you will make to them in working with them, and at the same time get from them a commitment or a series of commitments in the process of working with you. We call this a mutual commitment statement. It's not an engagement letter. That is a separate issue that needs to be put together and needs to be signed and agreed by both parties. But the mutual commitment is simply a statement that sets out the commitments that you make to your customer and the commitments that they make to you. Now, the commitments that you make to them are things such as you will act honestly and with integrity at all times, that you will respect their confidentiality absolutely, that you will be responsive to their request for assistance within 24 hours, for example, that you will meet your deadlines subject to factors being outside of your control may mitigate against that, but that you will advise the client accordingly, and so on. So you're making commitments to them. So you will have a piece of paper that you will talk to those commitments, and you'll go through each one of them, always looking at it from the point of view, what's in it for you? That is, what's in it for the customer? Why am I making this commitment to you? At the same time, you will then come to the commitments that they will make to you. They would include, for example, that they will be open and frank with you at all times, that they'll provide you with all the information that you need, that they will attend meetings that you schedule punctually and prepared and so on and so forth, that they will listen to the advice, that they will make time available to develop their business and so on. But the last of the commitments, and one that is very, very important, is that they will give consideration to referring you to at least two other business people who they believe would benefit from the work that you do. Now, we put it there for a very good reason. On first pass, you might look at it and say, that looks like a rather cheap statement. It looks awfully like an insurance salesman trying to get a couple of business cards from somebody so that he's got some more prospects to search. But when you think about it, if you actually get great results for a client, it's highly likely they're going to want to refer you to somebody. So this opens up an opportunity for you to establish your credentials and let your customer, who at this stage is still a prospect perhaps, to see that you are so confident in getting the results that you have promised for them, that your entire marketing strategy will turn on whether or not that is the outcome. In other words, it's a form of post-selling the sale. So the first thing I would say when I read that statement is something along the following lines. I would say to the customer, I don't even want you to think about who you might refer us to until you have actually experienced the results that we can get. And the reason that I say that is that in the first instance, you probably would have no idea of who's going to benefit from the work that we do, because all you've seen is the outcome of the work that we do. We've looked at what the potential is for your business. We haven't actually counted the extra dollars in the bank. We actually haven't counted the increase in the value of the business. We haven't looked at the additional discretionary time that you've got. So at the moment, it's just a promise. The other thing that's important to understand, and remember, the context that I'm talking about now is I'm actually talking to this customer, I'm talking to this prospect. The other thing that occurred to us was that over the years we have been fortunate enough to work with business people who were able to achieve, with our assistance, extraordinary results. More often than not, during the process of getting those results for them, they would say, I am glad you are not working with our customers, or at least I should say with our competitors. And so it occurred to us, why would we want to market our own services when our customers would be happy to market them for us? So we started to say to them, would you like to refer us to people who you think would benefit from the work that we do so that we don't work with your competitors? Because at the end of the day, we're all in business. We all need to work with somebody. Doesn't it make sense to you and also to us for us to be working with people who are not competitors of yours, or people who you may even benefit from if we were helping them run a better business? For example, your customers. Doesn't it make sense that if we can help your customers run a better business, that they will end up buying more from you, or at the very least, if they are referred to us through you, that they would have a much greater sense of loyalty to you? Doesn't it make sense if some of your vendors were running a better business, providing a better service that had the effect of lowering your costs, or perhaps even your prices? Wouldn't it make sense for us to be working with them? In other words, everybody in the value chain in your industry are all benefiting from the work that we do. Now, when you ask that question of these prospects, there is only one answer they can give. Of course. Of course it makes sense. The other important point that I would make at this meeting is that I don't want a referral up front. I'm not interested in who they think might benefit from this work unless and until we've actually got some results for them. So I won't be actually asking them to make good on this commitment until maybe 6 months or possibly a year down the track. And again, there's a very good reason for that. Part of the referral system is that I am going to ask my customer to call the prospect and have a conversation with them along the following lines. I've just been working with Rick Payne and I've asked him to call you because I think you would benefit from the sort of work that he does. There is no way that a conversation like that could be of any significance if the person calling the prospect has not actually experienced our results, because the conversation will be along the lines of, I've just engaged Rick Payne's firm to help me improve my business. I'm excited by the opportunities, but we actually haven't done anything yet, so I don't know whether it's going to work. but it is, I have to tell you, it is pretty expensive. So I'm not sure whether I'm going to get a return on my investment. But in any event, part of the deal is I have to refer him to two other people who I think might benefit from this, the work that he does. Now, I don't actually know what work he does. All I know is that it's pretty expensive, and but if it works, it'll be a great return on investment. So I've given him your name. I suggest you take his call. Now, I don't know about you, but if I was that prospect, I don't think I'd even bother taking this call from Rick Payne or anybody else for that matter. On the other hand, let's suppose the conversation was along the following lines. Mike, 12 months ago, I started work with a guy named Rick Payne. At the time, I was a little bit skeptical. He promised me that he would be able to help me double my income and triple the value of my business and give me more discretionary time and greater control over the business and make it a more saleable entity and so on. And it all looked pretty interesting, and it was a pretty impressive presentation. But now, 6 months down the track, or it might be 12 months down the track, I've got to tell you, this is the best experience I have ever had. My profits are more than doubled, and they continue to climb. I have a much more stable workforce than I had before. They are more engaged. It's a more fun place to work. The value of my business has more than tripled. I can spend more discretionary time with my family. I have a management control plan in place that is awesome. I spent a lot of money with these guys to help me get to this position, but the return on my investment has been nothing short of phenomenal. Part of the arrangement that I have with this firm was that when I signed up, I made a commitment that I would give consideration to referring them to a couple of other business people who I thought would benefit from the sort of work that they do. I didn't know who those people might be at the time I made that commitment. But it was only consideration. He wasn't saying that if you don't refer me, we won't do the work. He said, I will give consideration. And I'm happy to say that now that I've given consideration to it, I can think of half a dozen people who I think will benefit from it. But your name was at the top of my list. Mike, I urge you to take a call from Rick. I strongly suggest that you go and take a look at the way they work and what they do and let him help you discover what potential might be in your business. If you are ready to do it, I know that I'm absolutely certain I'll be able to produce the results. So do yourself a favor and at the very least, take a call from him and go and visit with him and take a look at what they do and how they do it. Interestingly, if you decide to go forward with them, he is going to ask you for a couple of referrals too. And you know what? I really like this about that firm because we, that is their customers, are driving their marketing. We're actually deciding who should be working with them. And the way I see it is, because you're a customer of mine, if you can run a better business, if you can double your revenues for the sake of discussion, you're going to double your purchases from me. So I'm not making this call to you for purely altruistic reasons. I'm making this call because I know I will benefit. But what's important, Mike, so will you. It's a win-win situation for everybody in our industry. For all of us, we're going to win. So take his call. Now just imagine, if you will, if that conversation had been made. When you call Mike, is he going to take your call or not? You don't even know him from a bar of soap. But he's already been pre-sold. Somebody who he knows, somebody who he trusts, somebody who he respects, has already said, you got to work with this gentleman. You make the call, Mike's going to come into your office. You take a look at his profit improvement potential. If he's ready to move forward at that particular point of time, the sale is simply an order-taking exercise. The decision you have to make is there enough in it for Mike? Because if there isn't enough in it for Mike, there certainly won't be enough in it for you. So that initial consultation is really not designed to sell anything. It's to determine whether or not there can be some mutual benefit. It's to determine whether or not there is some potential to go forward. And for everybody to win. This is a no-loser situation. Another reason, incidentally, for not asking for a referral up front is that we also do need to confront the brutal reality. And the brutal reality is there are some clients who for one reason or another are unable to achieve the results that you might be hoping for when you run them through an initial consultation. It may be that they didn't honour their commitment to take your advice. It may be that there were circumstances in the economic environment or in their industry that mitigated against your advice. It may be that their team members just weren't up to the task of achieving the results that were possible. It could be any one of a number of reasons. In business, you can't always win. So why would you want to have a referral from somebody up front who may have or may not be able to achieve the results that you've got? The referee is probably going to go back to them and say, well, how is your business going? And if they report, well, it isn't going very well, in fact, I've stopped doing the coaching services with Rick, then that's a terrible referral. It's a negative referral. So what's important in deferring this thing is you take the pressure off the prospect up front so that they don't feel they have to give you a referral that's ill-considered and probably poorly thought out. And secondly, when they do make the referral, it's from a position of winning, position of strength, a position of really truly understanding the magnitude of the results that you can get for them. And that is so much more powerful than getting a cheap business card up front. If you have a system like this in place, I can guarantee that over a 3 to 5 year period, you will have a steady stream of true quality work coming into your office. Those people who come in won't have a price barrier. They will understand the possibilities and the way in which you work. They will be confident that you have both the capability, the credentials, the credibility to be able to achieve what you say you will achieve. And a lot of your marketing will just go out the door. You won't have to worry about it because you will have this quality stream of quality work coming through the door. I hope you have found this program of interest, and I look forward to working with you in other aspects of building a great business.